It's a big decision, and it means big change. Disney's programming will no longer be sponsored by junk food. It is a cause championed by First Lady Michelle Obama, and Mrs. Obama says conventional wisdom dictates parents would never be able to counter the saturation advertising that appears during children's programs, but now Disney has changed all that.
Today, Disney has turned that conventional wisdom on its head.
Joining us to talk about it, Brian Steinberg, TV editor for Advertising Age Publications. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, this is huge. Parents for decades have been talking about all the sugary cereals and the advertisements on programming. How important is it that Disney took this step? How big?
Well, it does touch on a very, a big flashpoint about kids' nutrition, but I don't think the amount of advertising involved will be all that high. There have been restrictions on kids' advertising in the recent past, like 2007. A lot of the companies have agreed to do this on their own, and there have been some other rules passed along. I know Nickelodeon and Disney Channel and that sort of thing have already kind of suffered some losses because of new rules and new ad policies a lot of the marketers have taken upon themselves. So this may be more symbolic than it is financial, but it is still, I think, a pretty big idea that they're putting out in the marketplace.
Well, then what happens with channels like the Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon? Do they have to follow suit with Disney to look like they're along with the program?
It's a great question. I mean, Disney, what I think is doing is kind of refining its criteria. They've already kind of banned the ads of certain kinds of foods and certain kinds of drinks. Now they're saying, look, that's not good enough. We want to add some higher level of nutritional standards. So Nick and Cartoon, I think, subscribe to the old rules as well. Whether or not they're going to leap forward and go to a higher bar remains to be seen. In the past, Disney has come out with some policies and everyone else has followed suit. So it stands to reason they may feel some pressure to join along.
The guidelines don't go in effect till 2015, but Disney says it's already working with major food companies to reformulate products. Does this have other companies worried?
You know, that's one to be watched. I mean, a lot of companies like Pepsi and others have already kind of gotten on board with kind of good for you trends. They kind of have, green checks and the like on their packages as well. So I think this is in the marketplace a little bit already. I suspect this probably heightens it a little bit more. Disney, also keep in mind, this is a business decision for Disney. They like to reach kids early and have kids stay with them as they get older. And if you can convince parents that your products, like foodstuffs and cartoons, are good for them early on, you've got a customer for a longer life. So there's a business method going on here, too.
All right, Brian, thanks for your perspective. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brian Steinberg, TV editor for Advertising Age Publications.